Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
It will come to pass. You hide and watch. There are some of you sitting right here thinking, oh yeah, sure. Sure, it's going to come to pass. I don't believe it. You don't believe. You don't see the way I see. But you hide and watch. 3 or 4 years from now, we'll have that facility and we'll have these things. And when it happens, if you were going to be honest, you ought to at least say, I was wrong. And you ought to humble yourself and you ought to adopt this mindset. Hopefully you won't have to wait until you can see it with your physical eyes. Hopefully you can see some things with your heart. But you can get to where you live. This is how I live. I see things that I can't see. And because of it, I'm seeing things with my eyes that other people don't see come to pass because I've already conceived it in my imagination. This is how you live. Nobody is as blind as a person who's only using their physical sight and going by what they can see. Nobody is as blind as the person who only says, but the doctor says this. And you are only going by what you see in your body, what you feel in your body. You aren't using everything that God's given you. You need to get to where you see yourself well, where you see yourself doing these things. That's what faith is. Faith is an ability to see things that you can't see. And your imagination, hope is used in that. And I'm telling you, this is powerful. If you are going to fulfill God's will for your life, you've got to have a vision. Where there is no vision, Proverbs 29:28, I believe it is, where there is no vision, the people perish. Many, many people are perishing because they don't have a vision. They don't see anything. They're just stumbling through life. They're like a pinball. You just launch it and it just boing, boing. It depends on what it hits. It just bounces around and, well, I lost my job here and so I put out a resume and they hired me over here and you're just letting circumstances dictate you. You don't have a purpose for your life. You've never heard God say, this is what I made you for. You've never sat down and conceived it. You aren't sitting in the driver's seat. You're just hanging onto the bumper, getting drugged where life is leading you, beat up along the way. You need to have a purpose for your life. You need to hear from God. You need to start learning how to hear God's voice and then set a goal and do something constructive with your life. Man, make it so that when your turn is up and you're gone, somebody misses you. There's some of you that if you were to die, people would say, phew, man, I won't have to listen to those gripes and complaints anymore. If you aren't living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. You ought to be out there on the ledge, amen. You know what? The fruit grows out on the limb. You can't be a trunk hugger and bear fruit. You got to get out on the limb where you're blowing in the breeze, amen, hanging on for dear life, saying, oh God, what have I done, amen. That's where fruit grows. You need to get out of the safety and security and get a vision and go to do something. Man, I hope I've stirred you up. I hope I've got you fired up. Thank you, Jesus. Go back and start glorifying God and recognizing, God, look what you've done in my life. Thank you that I'm saved. And if worse comes to worse, I'm going to heaven for eternity. Start thanking God. Magnify Him and get to where you are just glorifying God constantly. And when you do that, it's not going to happen in the first 24 hours. It may not happen in the first week. Some of us have gone so far down in this direction that it may take you a month or two or a year to get back to normal. But if you would just make a lifestyle and start glorifying God and being thankful, I guarantee you it's going to be just a short period of time and your imagination is going to come alive. And your heart's not going to be darkened anymore. Instead, you'll begin to start hearing things and seeing things that you couldn't see before. And God will start directing you and you will fulfill His will for your life if you can get over into that area where your imagination is working for you instead of against you. Boy, this is really powerful. It's really powerful. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray that the Holy Spirit takes these truths that I've shared and that you burn this into people's hearts. That, Father, we won't forget it. That we won't go back to being normal. That, Father, we won't just get to where we're just following along in the line headed to destruction and to nothingness. That, Father, we would realize our full potential, that our imagination would come alive and we'd begin to get a vision of what you have for us. Thank you, Jesus. I hear the Lord saying to me that there are some of you that have been, the Holy Spirit has been dealing with you and He stirred you up. And you're going to leave this place with a holy dissatisfaction. You thought your life was okay before you came here, but you know what? God stirred you up. And you're going to leave and you're going to go back and look at things and think, why am I spending so much effort doing something that isn't going to affect eternity? Some of you have got a holy dissatisfaction. And you aren't going to be able to pray it away. It's God trying to stir you up to say that there's more. I made you for more than what you're encountering. It's not about just going out and making enough money to satisfy all of your lust and desires. You've got a purpose. God's put a holy dissatisfaction in some of you here. And I believe that God's calling you to more. He's calling you to more than what you've been doing. Is there anybody here that would verify that and say, yep, I've been stirred up and man, I'm shooting at nothing and hitting it every time? You know, all of us can believe for more. This thing that I'm doing is not the last thing that God will ever call me to do. God's plans for us are so big, I'm not sure that we could ever obtain it in a lifetime. So everybody should be stirred up. But some of you are already on the way. Some of you are already moving in the right direction. You hadn't arrived, but you've left. But there are some of you in here that you hadn't even left. Some of you in here just have not been doing anything and God has stirred you up. You know, if that's you and you're saying, man, I need to do an about face. God needs to touch my life. My life needs to change. I'd like you to be humble enough, honest enough, just to stand right now and say, that's me and I want prayer. I'm going to pray for you, and I believe that God is going to start doing something miraculous in your life and change the course of your life. I want you to be honest. This is people that, there's some here that have already started in that direction. That doesn't mean you've fulfilled everything, but you know that you're moving in the right direction. But these are people that are saying, I'm not moving in the right direction. I'm not moving. Man, I need to do something. Anybody else? You know, this is the majority of people. And if the majority of people in here haven't really reached this level, no wonder things aren't working better for you. No wonder there's not a satisfaction and a joy and a peace in your life because God made you for more than what most people are living in. You don't have to look any further than this to understand a lot of things that are going on in your life. And tonight, the Scripture says that you make yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, and then you renew your mind, you will prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. What you're doing here is saying, God, I'm yielding myself to you. You made me for more than what I'm experiencing. I'm making a decision tonight that, praise God, I'm going to change. I'm going to do. I'm going to wait until you reveal things to me, and I'm going to start moving in your direction. I'm going to put you first in my life. And as you do that, it says in 1 Chronicles 16:9 that the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to show Himself strong in behalf of those that are perfect in His sight. God's here tonight. The Spirit of the Lord is in this room looking. Is there people that will make a commitment that will yield their life to me? And you know what? If you're really sincere from your heart, God knows and God is going to start moving in your life. Things are going to escalate quickly. Quickly. Some of you are going to be transformed. By the time you get home, your imagination is going to start conceiving things and you're going to start dreaming big. Man, there's going to be some major things happen in your lives. Father, I thank you for all of these people. Thank you, Father, that you've stirred them up. Thank you, Father, that you've placed within them a desire to not be normal anymore. Not be just like they were. Father, we want your best. We want your will. We want to fulfill your will. We want to walk in the Spirit. We want to begin to dream big. Father, to reach our full potential. And these people are making this decision. We lay ourselves on the altar. And Jesus, we make ourselves a living sacrifice. We can't do it on our own. We just lay ourselves on the altar and we ask the fire of God to fall from heaven right now and consume these sacrifices. Father, light a fire on the inside of them. Set them on fire right now to where the things of this world will not dominate them and consume them. To where they'll lose their lust for the fame and the fortune and all of the things that motivate so many people. Father, we just want to know you and to make you known. We make that decision and we believe that you're holding us to it. That Father, tomorrow when we wake up, you'll remind us of this. Monday when we wake up and go to work, that you'll remind us of this, Father, and that we will begin to start thinking about how can my life make a difference. That we'll begin to be thankful for what you've done. And Father, we just believe that right now the Holy Spirit is touching people's lives, that miracles are happening in here. Not just physical miracles, but miracles in our emotions, in our vision, in our imagination. Thank you for touching people. Thank you that people's lives are being changed here tonight, that we're never going to be the same. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we believe that you accept these sacrifices and that we'll look back at this day and realize that our life took a turn for the better. That this is a turning point in our life. And Father, we thank you. We receive it and believe that that's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU21 titled Hope and Imagination when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you as you write in to get these materials. Remember, today is our last day to offer you this as a gift. But when you call or write, I'd like to encourage you to become a partner with us. You know, the things that we're doing, we're reaching people all over the world, and this is changing people's lives. I can guarantee you that the things that I said today changed millions of people's attitudes all over the world. But it cost a lot of money to do this, and there's other people that we could reach if we just were on more outlets, if we were on more times per day. We need people to stand with us, and I'd like to ask you that if you've been blessed by this ministry, then be a blessing and become a partner today.